Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they're proud to serve this incredible community. And they're thankful for you, a trusted member. May your Thanksgiving be full of blessings and joy. Happy Thanksgiving from Middle Tennessee Electric. Well, it is our pleasure today to have Jennifer Lowe join us with Murfreesboro City Schools. Jennifer, good to have you.
Thank you, Brian. I'm really happy to be here today.
Well, I think it was a surprise to you. I text Lisa this morning and I said, you know, today's our radio day. And she said, well, I'm not up to 100%. So Jennifer's going to come. So
lucky you guys.
Did
Here
you?
I am.
Yeah. Did you have that on your bingo card?
Yeah,
you?
That was my free space. I said, you know, got to use it today.
Well, at least it's Monday and you get to use it up.
Yeah,
so.
True.
So maybe tell us a little bit about you, what you do with Murfreesboro City Schools.
Sure, I'd love to. Well, I'm the family and community engagement coordinator for our district. I do a lot of outreach and engagement, which entails a lot of things, especially this time of year with the holidays coming up. One big thing that we're kind of working on is our Season of Sharing. That's our annual initiative where we work with community partners and local organizations just to make sure that our underserved kids are going to experience the joy of Christmas.
Well, that we're going to get into a lot about that. And I know that we've got a lot of people here in the community and civic groups and organizations that help a lot. With that program in particular. But I just did a read for MTE and Thanksgiving, so everybody's really all gung-ho about that. I was telling you, I don't think I even finished my thought about Siegel, but their signs are very creative. So you drive by, and for the last couple of weeks, they've been talking about Thanksgiving break. So everybody's looking forward to it.
It's on the radar. Everybody is ready.
And for those who maybe haven't had a kid in schools for a while, it's now the full week, and that's been maybe one of the more talked about calendar changes ever.
I would totally agree, but also as a mom with kids in the school system, it is such a great time to recharge and just get reconnected with family. And you know, it was for us, and you know, everybody thinks that because we work for the school system that we're all off for a whole week. Well, not everybody
not
is.
Everyone,
we just get the typical Thursday, Friday. But yes, the students and the teachers, they really do look forward to that time just to recharge their batteries.
So you have to put off your cooking until Wednesday evening.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the microwave still works. So.
Well, as long as that happens, it's all good. One of the things that we were going to chat about before we get into maybe the Season of Sharing and what the Family Resource Center does and how people can help with that, parent university programs, and maybe remind us what those programs are. And I think there are some that are upcoming too.
Yeah,
right?
So I love our parent universities, and that is one big aspect of my job. And it's basically their parent trainings. So we know that our parents are our children's or our students' first teacher. So we're just here to help them. There's just so many things I think kids go through these days. And, you know, the curriculum looks different to some parents. Like, they talk about the new math. And, you know, we just are looking for ways to assist them with that. So last week we did a Zoom. So some of our trainings are Zooms and some are in person. But we did one on perfectionism and what that can look like and how parents can help their kids through those things. We worked with our very own STARS therapist. Her name is Emily Hughes. And it was just called When Good Enough is Great. And so we got a huge turnout for it. And it's just really great to help families walk through this season of life with their kids.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Just thinking about that, when you mentioned perfectionism, I thought about, you know, my goal of trying to have perfect attendance. And, you know, when that was shattered in like second grade, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just one small example of that.
And what lies beneath it? Like, yeah. So she kind of helps, like, what lies beneath that? Let's just talk about, like, the why and how we can support, you know, our students and children when they're experiencing that. So, yeah, my very own daughter, I mean, she went through a handwriting thing where she would just erase and rewrite and erase and rewrite. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be perfect. And so you just never know what the struggles are, and we just want to help with those.
Yeah. And recognizing that as a parent is part of the reason for the Parent University.
100%. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And we have more coming up. So we are partnering with MTSU once a month. We've already done one, but starting in January, we're going to be doing one every month with different departments in their school. It's called Disconnect to Reconnect. It's kind of the initiative where we are just looking at ways to decrease screen time and how do we connect and learn and engage in different situations. So we're really excited about those parent universities that are going to be upcoming.
Can we find those on cityschools.net?
They are going to be on there. Lisa, if you're listening, they're going to be on there very soon. So, yes, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have everything posted so that parents can start seeing what's ahead. Because we've got some great things that we're doing.
Are there any before the end of the year?
Yeah. Actually, I'm starting one tomorrow. This one's more school specific, but I'm working with a lady out of the Tennessee Extension Center, and we're doing a nutrition workshop for the Discovery parents. And so it's a 3-day workshop, and we're going to come in and we have different topics. So the first one's like how to address the picky eater and like ways to sneak in those nutrients that they need in fun ways. And we've kind of themed it around the holidays. The workshop name is Gobble Up Goodness.
Ah.
So we also are going to focus on like the holiday hack snack, like what are some healthier things that we can be nibbling on as we're going to be out of school more and home more. And so just leaning into some of that healthier lifestyles.
Well, that's neat that you have community partners like UT Extension too to come alongside to help.
Yes, everybody's always willing. And that's what I do love is putting these together, is making these connections with our community partners. It's just really everybody wants to help and they want to take part in this. So it's just really great to get creative and see what we can do to offer to our families.
Yeah. Joining us with Murfreesboro City Schools today, Jennifer Lowe, and let's talk about the Family Resource Center and what that means for Murfreesboro City School students and parents of students. I'm sure you have an elevator speech on, you know, what it is.
I do. I've gotten really accustomed to it, but I have to say it's been really exciting this year. We acquired a new space in our maintenance and transportation department off of Ridgely Road. A lot of people knew it as the old MTSU screen printing place. So that's where my Family Resource Center is for our district. And it's really been a blessing. We run our backpack and our food pantry program out of that space. And we also have partnered with Amazon, and we receive donations of like laundry detergents and cleaning supplies so that our social workers can come in anytime and grab those items that they need for families that are in crisis or may just have an immediate need. They're able to just step in there and really get them great things to help them out.
Nice. Without that space, I'm sure the Amazon delivery, I mean, there just wouldn't be room to store all that.
We didn't know how little room we had until we got over there. And it's like, now we can actually see what we have. And we're just able to organize.
You have shelves.
We have shelves. Yes. And with the food, it's just been amazing. So there's just been such an outpour lately from our community. Again, this time of year, everybody's wanting to step in and do things. And so we've had a lot of donations for our backpack program. So we have the backpack program and we have the food pantry program. And the backpack program are the small, like, individual snacks that we send home on the weekends through the backpack. Mm-hmm. That's why we call it the backpack bag. For those children who just need some extra support on the weekends. And then our food pantry is more like your kitchen items, like how you would cook a meal with, like, fruits and vegetables and pastas and some canned proteins. So there's kind of a difference between the two, but we operate both of them out of that facility.
Okay.
And it's been amazing.
I was unaware of the food pantry part of that, so learned something new today.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
So I hit a goal for the week.
People don't really realize that we have, you know, these two programs and they're all serving in the same capacity, but in a different way.
Yeah. Knew very well about the backpack program, and there have been lots of civic organizations, different groups, churches who have, you know, sent us information about, hey, can you publicize that we're taking donations for the program?
And I do take donations. Just want to do my little hashtag there. I take donations. So if anybody would like to coordinate through their church or real estate office or whatever work, I mean, a lot of people are collecting this time of year, and anybody can reach out to me and I can coordinate drop-offs and help with that. So
I think there have been some times where the last time that I recall was about fall break and trying to get a little extra food in those backpacks for fall break.
That's
for instance.
Exactly right. And so next week's another one of those weeks when we have like an extra day off for a long break. We do try to put some extra items in for those extra days off that the kids won't be in school, because we do get free lunch and free breakfast. And so we want to make sure that we can provide a little extra nutrients that they're not going to be getting on that break.
Yeah. So there are plenty of opportunities for you to help with that, and very specific in terms of what goes in those backpacks, because if you think of something in a can, it needs to have a pop top, right?
That's exactly right. So we think of those more individual items like a juice box, the peanut butter crackers, the little packs of Goldfish, pretzels, fruit cups, fruit chews, just any of those little individual snacks that the kids love. And then when it comes to like the entrees, which you're mentioning, it's like the beanie weenies. We even take ramen. And then there are the smaller cans that have the little pop tops on it so that they're not heavy in their backpacks. So we're trying to put a lot of items in, but not weigh them down.
I think of, what is it, Beefaroni or
Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee.
I've had to learn
to
spell that, by the way. Oh. That should be on a spelling bee.
It should be.
Chef Boyardee. I was like, I know how to spell that now.
We need to tell that to Read to Succeed
yes,
for their
do.
Next spelling
Jolene,
bee.
Are you listening? Yes.
Yeah. But things like that that can easily be thrown in the microwave and things like that.
Exactly.
So
and that they can access themselves without any help.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So folks who want to give to that, they're... Can they drop off donations even?
Yes,
ritually?
Absolutely. I do like to coordinate the drop off time because
I'm still
on Church Street. So I come to, you know, help with the backpack program, but I'm not there all the time, but I'm very flexible. And yes, so jennifer.lowe@cityschools.net. If anybody wants to email me, I'm happy to work that out.
And that's low with an E.
Low right. with an E.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. And, where can we find a link to the Amazon link?
So there's not really a link for the Amazon. That's just something that we get like some of their returns.
Oh,
so we
kind
of get like, here's a box.
I thought there was maybe like a wish list out there.
I wish we did. I wish we had a wish list, but we do not currently. So we just have items that kind of a return that we can put on our shelving and give to our families.
That's nice.
It is. It's great.
And you know, the reason it's kind of called the backpack program or whatnot is these items are put into a backpack that the kids can take, and it's not like it singles anybody
out. It's kind of a discreet thing. So it's like the signs of hunger are identified by somebody that works in the school. It could be teacher, it could be principal. So it's not like a parent has to sign a form or anything. It's just like, hey, I've noticed that there's signs of hunger and I would like for this child to have some extra food to take home. So we put everything in like a white bag. We send them out to the school. So we pack at Ridgely and we send the bags out to the schools, and then the counselors will give it to their teachers and they'll just discreetly put it in their backpacks, you know, when nobody's looking, so that, yes, so they're not singled out. Nobody knows.
That is a great thing. In our last couple of seconds here, this is a season of sharing, so there are ways that people can help and give, right?
Yeah, we've really been fortunate. We have had several partners with Yo Play, Onward Realty, Band of Brothers through Church of Christ. Our very own Murfreesboro Police Department does Shop with a Cop. Murfreesboro Flower Shop has donated some bicycles, and so it's basically that anybody that wants to do something, I'm going to connect you. I will connect through our social workers, and we will help those families that need it this time of year. So it's been very fun putting together.
I bet. So they can just reach out to you, I guess,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm the go-to. So,
right.
Yes.
Well, we'll stick your contact information on the podcast here so folks will have a record of that and know where to look.
Awesome. I'm really excited. Hopefully I'll get some emails today.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. Well, Jennifer, it's been great having you here today. Thanks for all you do. I mean, it really takes a village.
Yes, it does.
And we've got a pretty good village.
We have an amazing village, and I have such a rewarding job. I'm very thankful. Yeah. So thank you.
Well, hope you have a great Thanksgiving and holiday season coming up.
You too. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Jennifer Lowe joining us with Murfreesboro City Schools here on the show. And again, if you missed part of the conversation, you can go back, listen, or watch on the podcast. It'll be up shortly under podcast Rutherford Issues. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you back here next time.